The Fairy Ring by Bill Dugan. In the heart of an ancient forest in Ireland, there lay a magical clearing known as the Fairy Ring. Legend had it that this mystical circle of toadstools was a gateway to the realm of the fairies, where time stood still and dreams come true. Many had ventured into the Fairy Ring, drawn by tales of its enchanting beauty and the promise of otherworldly wonders. But few had returned to tell the tale, for the fairies were known to be mischievous creatures who delighted in leading travelers astray. One moonlit night, as the stars twinkled overhead and the air was thick with the scent of wildflowers, a young boy named Seamus stumbled upon the Fairy Ring. Intrigued by the tales he had heard of the magical clearing, Seamus ventured bravely into the circle, his heart pounding with excitement. As he stepped into the ring of toadstools, Seamus felt a strange sensation wash over him, as if he had entered a world beyond the bounds of reality. The air was alive with the sound of laughter and music, and the trees seemed to dance in the moonlight. Suddenly, Seamus caught sight of a shimmering figure gliding gracefully among the trees, a fairy maiden with wings as delicate as gossamer and eyes as bright as the stars. She beckoned to Seamus, her voice like the tinkling of bells on the breeze. "Welcome, brave traveler," the fairy maiden said, her voice soft and melodious. "I am Aoife, guardian of the Fairy Ring. What brings you to this enchanted place?" Seamus, undaunted by the fairy's otherworldly beauty, replied, "I seek adventure and wonder, fair maiden. I wish to explore the mysteries of the Fairy Ring and discover its secrets." Aoife smiled, her eyes twinkling with mischief. "Then you are in luck, young Seamus, for the Fairy Ring is a place of endless wonders and delights. But beware, not all who enter these woods return unchanged." With that, Aoife disappeared into the shadows, leaving Seamus alone in the clearing, his heart pounding with anticipation. For hours, Seamus wandered through the Fairy Ring, marveling at the beauty of the forest and the magic that seemed to infuse every leaf and blade of grass. He danced with the fairies in the moonlight, sang songs of ancient tales, and laughed until his sides ached with joy. But as the first light of dawn began to peek through the trees, Seamus realized that he could no longer find his way back to the mortal world. The Fairy Ring had ensnared him in its enchanting embrace, trapping him in a world of dreams and magic. And so, Seamus became a permanent resident of the Fairy Ring, his laughter and songs joining the chorus of the forest for all eternity. And though he was never seen again in the mortal world, his spirit lived on in the hearts of those who dared to venture into the mystical realm of the Fairy Ring.